but it is around this time of the morning that we like to talk to our very good show partners. From 1KCY YMCA this morning, I'm with Moni Ellis. And Moni, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's a little quiet in here, isn't it?
It's very quiet.
But I will say, it's girls' time now, so it's just you and I. No one else is listening. It's all good. You're part of the gymnastics program, or you head the program, is that correct?
I am, yes. I oversee both our gymnastics sides.
Okay, and this is really exciting because you guys have won an award this week. Please
we have talked to me about this.
So
we were lucky enough, myself and my coordinators went along to the Disability Sport and Rec Awards. We're lucky enough to be nominated as a finalist for Team of the Year for our Special Olympics program.
Amazing.
And we actually won.
This is so exciting. For those that don't know, I work full-time in the disability sector, and young people with disabilities is where my passion is. Yeah. So this, I've got shivers actually talking to you about it because it's really in my heart. Talk to me about what you did, how this works, and how you won this award.
So this is something we're really passionate about as well. One of our main values at KC Gymnastics is to see the person.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, making sure we offer an inclusive environment is beyond anything else we can offer in terms of gymnastics. We really sort of saw a niche for the additional needs side of things and to offer some programming for kids that really want to get involved in gymnastics and movement in general. So we started our inclusion programming and it got very, very popular. Then from there, we actually were offered a Special Olympics pathway. So some of our gymnasts that wanted to take things a little more seriously got to go to Victorian Championships and then over to the National Championships in Adelaide. And we had three boys in particular, so Curtis, Miles and Chris, that were part of our team, and they were actually the finalists that won the award for us.
Just incredible. Well done, boys. That is awesome. What does the Special Olympics look like? Like, you know, as obviously it's at a different time. It's not advertised as freely or as, you know, much as our regular Olympics. What's the obviously, you know, everything around that.
So Gymnastics Victoria has offered an amazing pathway where they have joined up their Special Olympics competition alongside their normal Victorian Championships and their normal National Championships.
Mm.
So we've really integrated all our special kids with additional needs into mainstream gymnastics programming.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So the competition was just an extra session that ran on the day.
Yep.
The boys were the star of the show, to say the least. They were amazing. So once they went to the Victorian Championships, they had to post certain scores to make it through to the National Championships.
Right.
And from there, that's where they went over to Adelaide and had an amazing experience.
Did you go?
I didn't go, unfortunately. I know, but there were, I absolutely would have loved to, but we did have some of our delegates that went and they were sending us regular updates and it was amazing.
How old are the boys?
So we have our youngest who is 14 and then our oldest who is 25.
Fantastic. They must be so proud of themselves, excited.
Yes.
Just what an accomplishment for them.
It's amazing to see how this program has grown them in so many ways, not just in their, you know, gymnastics abilities, but their personalities, you know, their leadership. We have a lot of younger kids in our access program, in our inclusion program. They're really looking up to them and wanting to go down the Special Olympics pathway as well.
It's so exciting. Yeah. Are these sessions run at the same time as other sessions? Are they different sessions? How does this work?
So we do have a few different types of sessions. So we have small group sessions and then we have one-on-ones.
Mm-hmm.
So the boys are actually all in one-on-ones that go on in the gym just at the same time as all our other programming. They're definitely the stars of their time slot.
Yes.
They all have very big personalities and, you know, love to show off, and we love that about them.
What's their specialties? I mean, there's obviously different parts and different you talk to me. I'm so far removed from gymnastics, but you're the expert.
Yeah, so the boys do all the apparatuses, so anything that you would have in mainstream gymnastics. They're all a big fan of the floor. They love the floor because it's their time to show off and perform, and sort of that's the main one where all the eyes are on them. So, they love that.
That is amazing. Amazing. The inclusion program.
Yes. So this is something that's very near and dear to our hearts. So all our Special Olympic boys came from these programming. So we are lucky enough to say that we can offer gymnastics programs to anyone of any age, any ability.
Mm-hmm.
So how it works is we will have someone who contacts us. Usually it's by word of mouth. And we will set up a time with either a parent, a carer, to organise a session around their child and their child's needs. So we're really confident that we can individualise each session to every child so that everyone has the chance to participate.
I have no doubt whatsoever. And you said something before, three words you said that have really, really resonated with me. And I don't know if anyone else picked that up, if you're sitting in your car and you said three words that are just incredible. See the person.
See the person. Yeah.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's something we live by. It's in our leadership values. Mm-hmm. We have seen a complete niche in the market that needs to be targeted to our additional needs participants. We believe that gymnastics is the key to all movement. So we think this opportunity should be given to everyone. And it's very lucky for us that we have a lot of OTs that are backing us that say gymnastics sessions are just like OT, but just in a giant playground setting.
So, I can see the passion when you talk about this, and this is why you're in the position that you're in. Let's talk about the gym rebrand. What's happening?
Yes, so Casey Gymnastics is going strong. So currently we have Berwick Leisure Centre and Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre, both sitting at around 1,000 members.
Okay.
And we are working towards the opening of Casey Stadium, so next door to us here. We're looking at that in early 2019, and I have been involved in a lot of the planning.
How's that going?
It will be amazing.
Oh.
So it's going to be one of Victoria's largest gymnastics venues. So we're going to make sure we bring our inclusion programming across here as well.
Can you give us any secrets? Anything that we're not allowed to know yet? Can you share? It's just you and I here, remember?
Okay. well, it's definitely going to be huge. I can say when I went in there for a little bit of a walkthrough, I was quite overwhelmed at the size of it. It will be the biggest of our two existing venues. This one will definitely be the largest. Lots of cool equipment, lots of state-of-the-art equipment, so we're very excited.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, we thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
It is always our pleasure. Moni Ellis from the YMCA, from Casey. What are we calling you? One Casey.
One Casey.
I've got to get my head around this. Thank you, Moni, so, so much.
No worries.
Extra Butter with Cindy and Daz. It is the Monday edition with Cindy this morning. And ABBA.